Challenging the Global Warming Theory. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
There's no net warming and actually a small decline globally since 01. That is completely in contravention of the models. The models are proven wrong.
That's Chris Horner, a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C., and he was one of the featured speakers at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Seattle. And Horner says the current climate change legislation being considered in Congress should be abandoned and a new debate begun.
And now that this measure has passed the House and the administration is threatening the public with it unless the Senate passes it, I think it's a perfect time to have that debate. And let's open by asking the question, what will the temperature be after we pass this biggest tax increase in American history? And we need every American to know whatever it was going to be is the answer. And no one disputes that. And then we need every elected representative to know that.
Chris Horner says the climate has always changed and always will. The question, he says, is how does society respond to it, hysterically or rationally? Since the late 19th century, the Earth's average temperature has increased by an average of 1 degree Fahrenheit. Chris Horner also questions how the world's climate data is collected. He says between 1985 and 2000, it was the hottest decade in history, but he says there was no measurement at Siberian temperature stations, and much of the data collection was concentrated in urban locations in Europe and the United States. Now, farmers nationwide have spoken out against the cap-and-trade legislation in Congress, and Horner says other groups need to speak out as well.
So it's an important campaign. Far too few groups are doing it. In fact, I can't name one. I can only name one other off the top of my head. So it's a critical campaign because you're engaging your members at the grassroots. And these are the people the politicians need to hear from, not people in Washington.
Well, delegates attending the American Farm Bureau Convention unanimously passed a resolution opposing congressional cap-and-trade proposals. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.